I'm Richard Pyatt. Welcome back to the Little Blinking Light podcast. With me today is Roger Forewarn, president of AE Tech Design. Hi, Roger.
Hi, how you doing, Richard?
Great. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Boy, you know, it's interesting. This is our subject today because the words tech design are in the name of your company. So clearly you're passionate about this. Why?
You know, I think that's a great notice. And that's kind of at the core of us as a company. Technology design really means to plan ahead and to plan accordingly for your business or organization to have the right things in place now and into the future. And having kind of a plan for how you're going to achieve your organizational objectives with technology, mm-hmm. as opposed to the other way around. So often businesses are, oh, we want to do this, and then technology is trying to keep up. Or they're like, oh, what do you mean we don't have the technology in place to do that? Fill in the blank.
I see.
And so we want to make sure that organizations, when they think about tech design, they're actually thinking about that first. It's kind of that first step, not the last step. And all too often, it's one of the last things. Okay, we need to do this. How are we going to do it? How are we going to put it together? What's the design for it?
Yeah.
And in this case, we want to make sure that we're doing that ahead of time. And from an organizational standpoint, we find all too often that businesses and organizations, they do much, much better when they actually already have a budget for what things are going to cost and can know every year what the predictable spend is going to be, those types of things, as opposed to just kind of winging it and hoping that they have it. And I think that's one of the things that we're able to do is really kind of have those conversations, really get to the bottom of where they need to go, and then figure out what's the design, uh-huh. not just for one specific project, but for the organization as a whole.
The big picture.
It is.
So I would say then you probably deal with folks, probably like me, who would say, I want X. And they know they want this technology or this outcome, but don't know what the ramifications are across the board or what kind of design you need to get that done. So this forces that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we oftentimes come in, organization is building or rehabbing a new building. They need all of the tech in that building, and they need it all to work together, and they need it all coordinated with the other disciplines, working with electrical to make sure that the same space that you put an outlet for electricity, you have a data connection for your network, making sure that everything, it works well. It looks good. Actually, it's one of those things where you can go into a building where they've had to retrofit. It's really easy to spot depending on how the building was constructed. So we're able to do that and kind of plan accordingly for those types of things. You know, and I think that's a big piece of this is really making sure that we're thinking about it from a holistic standpoint and not just from a, like, you know, oh, we're just going to do this thing and we're going to make it happen, you know.
And you deal, too, with a lot of school districts, presumably some buildings that do have to be retrofit.
We do. And that is one of those things where we spend a lot of time working with the other members of the team. Oftentimes, there's electrical engineers, architects involved, and people from the district. We're able to work with those individuals to make sure it's a coordinated package that not only meets their technology objectives, but they're really well integrated into the building itself.
Yeah. And some of those buildings are not new, right? You're going to need to do some work on fitting that in.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things where we oftentimes have to go in. And one of the big steps that we do early on is we want to tour every building that's going to be affected. Usually it's just a district-wide tour of facility assessment of technology. We call it a TAP because it's a technical assessment of their existing infrastructure to figure out what can be reused, what needs to go, what will need to be done in the future potentially for those buildings.
Sure.
And what can we plan for the future now? So a great example is if you already have electricians in running conduit, for example, in spaces, and you know that in that space, you're going to need audiovisual technology in that space, but maybe you can't afford it right now. But it is an easy one sometimes when they're already running that stuff. It is so much less expensive and it does such a better job to already be done at that time. and to just be left for when that project is on the plate for the school district or that organization.
We're back to the design part again.
Exactly.
You're seeing the bigger picture.
And that's the thing. And if you look at technology infrastructure up, that is kind of the best thing. One of the other things that we find with a lot of organizations is, you know, they'll be like, oh, we're going to do this initiative. And then they figure out, oh, their physical cabling is not up for it, or their network itself isn't up for the task. And they're constantly fighting with technology, not really having a good backbone for their technology to ride on. And that's one of the things that we're also really wanting to be purposeful about, is making sure that that doesn't happen.
Yeah, you're able to see whether or not you need some behind the scenes, quote unquote, yes, extra work that would need to be done.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the things, is that we're trying to make sure that we're getting things ahead of time. And we want to be proactive, not reactive with technology. And that's one of the things that we really strive to make a top priority, because it winds up saving organizations money, time, and just the blood, sweat, and tears that they don't need to necessarily do if they can do it in the right order and in the right way.
And I presume if you don't do that, you run the risk of being partway through a project and realize there was something different that needed to be done.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we find is that, you know, people will get partway through an implementation and realize it's not going well. We have been called in 11th hour, the emergency Hail Mary, can you make this all work for us? And we've been able to do it, but it's tough. It's tough for everybody involved. It's not our preferred method.
Right.
The earlier we're involved, the better off the situation is going to be. But we've had to do it, and it's one of those things where everybody learns, oh, we don't want to do this again.
Yeah, and when you're doing that, those assessments that you talked about to create that design, who's involved in that conversation?
You know, from an assessment standpoint, we definitely want the technology, the people responsible for technology involved. But we also want leadership of that organization involved in those discussions as well. All too often, again, it's just kind of handed over to somebody. And then there's not that connection between leadership's objectives and technology and what they're trying to do. And because there's this disconnect, we can't be effective. And one of the things that we found all too often is we'll be in, we think we have the design, and all of a sudden the real decision maker shows up at the last meeting.
Now we might have a different plan.
Yeah, massive changes all of a sudden. And because, as a business ourselves, we have to make sure that we're being good stewards of our money too. Sometimes it costs extra now because we're now spending a bunch of additional time redesigning something we thought we already had the first time. So we really make a big point of making sure that leadership has buy-in, that they're actually going to spend the time doing this with us and not just hand it over to somebody. And then, or when they get upset because it doesn't now jive.
Yeah.
That's the things that we've learned early on. It's one of the things that when we're looking at taking on new clients, we're really selective. If we can see that disconnect, it doesn't make sense for us to do it. If we don't think we can bring all the parties together, it's just going to be a nightmare for us. And we would actually pass on that kind of work. So,
well, and you've alluded to it, but let's just ask the question, how complicated is it to change a plan once you have it designed?
You know, one of those things where that once you have all of that done, there's sometimes that we have work that we've done hundreds of hours into those designs. Mm-hmm. You're getting down to, you know, if there is a lot of rooms in a building or multiple buildings, you can spend a bunch of time designing all of those buildings out. And if everything changes, guess what? You reset the clock on all of that. Right. And that's a big thing. So those are one of those things we want to avoid, it, not just for ourselves, but for our clients too. We take a personal interest in making sure that they're being good stewards of their money and that we're helping them do that. That's one of our objectives.
It reminds me a little bit of some of those home shows, you know, where you have a house design and the builder's building, and all of a sudden somebody, homeowner, comes over and says, what if we put a big room here instead or change something? It's a similar thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it unfortunately is. It's one of those things where it's you know, you sit there and you wonder how people have gotten so far down a path And you're right. If I watch one of those home shows, I can sit there and I'm one of the people yelling at the TV, like, what are you doing? Why is this way? You know, because we've worked in this industry now long enough to understand there's better ways to do it. There's better ways to plan up front as opposed to doing stuff in the end. Obviously, on those TV shows, they're going for a little bit of the dramatic flair. That's true. Also, but you know, for us, we want to avoid that.
Yeah.
We want this smooth and easy. And you know, our clients who have worked with us on these types of projects, they will tell you how much we took what was formerly chaos for them and is now some of the stuff that they have to think about the least.
Yeah, so. Very important. So that's the point. It figure out a design, but choose someone who's going to ask the right questions to help you think about what you really need and come up with that design that meets all your needs. Because I can fully understand, as someone who isn't with the expertise that you have, we might not know what we want.
Right. And I think that's exactly it. If somebody doesn't already know what they want, like, we're going to help them figure that out. We're going to take the steps to go through that. And we have the long-term visioning. We actually call it our programming phase. Not from a technology programming, like programming the electronics, but program, like a program of what is going to happen, a program of how we're going to get there. And more importantly, making sure that we get the leadership, the end user input, and the technology all put together into something that really actually achieves the objective of that organization.
All right. So think about that. What is it that you need? How can you get that design that helps fill those needs going forward without having to stop and redesign it in the middle? That's part of what AE Tech Design is thinking about. As we said, tech design is right in the name. And so all you have to do is look in the show notes and click through and reach out and ask that question. Even you probably get folks, Roger, who say to you, I don't know what I need.
Oh, that's all too common. And actually, it's one of our favorite things.
Yeah.
We really like when people are an open slate to doing whatever that they really do need to do. And they don't have necessarily as many preconceived notions. A lot of times we kind of have to break those down a little bit to kind of build them back up when there's something already there. When people don't know, that's perfectly fine with us. We're happy to take them along that journey.
All right, so click through to the AE Tech Design website. Reach out. Roger and his team can answer even your initial questions, no matter how small, and maybe get the thoughts rolling on what that design should be. And we're going to talk more about some of these aspects of the design going forward on the Little Blinking Light podcast, and we're glad that you joined us. Click subscribe and be alerted when these episodes land. We invite you to do that. I'm Richard Pyatt. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.